Hello, my dears. Here I will describe my experience with running an LED driver MAX7219 and a library to support it, which I developed for PIC microcontrollers. In short, MAX7219 is a cube that allows you to control a very large number of LEDs using only a few microcontroller pins. What is MAX7219? MAX7219 is a simple common cathode LED display driver, capable of handling up to 64 LEDs. It is available in 24-pin DIP and SO packages. It is controlled via a 4-wire serial interface compatible with SPI. So thanks to it, we can use only a few pins of the microcontroller to control a large number of diodes. Based modules, MAX7219, can be connected in series with each other, while increasing the number of LEDs controlled by the same pins many times. MAX7219, it is powered from 5 volts and additionally supports optional BCD coding of displayed characters. It also allows you to set the brightness of the entire segment. The system to work does not require many external parts. The current of the displays is set with only one resistor. The specific parameters of the display, its currents and refresh rate, can be read from the catalog note of the system. What is most important to us, i.e., connecting subsequent displays on one line, so-called daisy chaining, looks like this. In the picture, it is worth paying attention to the combination of click, CS, and DIDO. The diagram also shows the connection of the remaining pins. Of course, you can also connect more than 2 MAX7219 chips in this way. Purchased modules. It all started when I bought 2 such LED modules in a Chinese online store. I paid PLN 14 pesos. The shipping was free. The package arrived quite quickly. Actually, 2 packages, because I bought each from a different seller. The displays were packed quite safely, especially for a package from China. Additionally, they were in bubble wrap. You can't see it in the picture. One such module consists of 4 separate MAX7219s and contains a total of 4 segments of 64 LEDs, 256 LEDs. Still, it can be handled with only 3 microcontroller pins, CS, data, click, and 2 power pins. On the PCB, there are pins both from the side of the connection with the MCU and from the other side where you can connect further modules. Upon closer inspection, there is a MAX7219 in an SOIC package under the LED array. On the internet, I also found a photo that shows such a module with the LED matrix removed. Development of the library. I wrote the entire library in the MicroC Pro for PIC environment, but please don't be influenced by this. The code is quite universal and can be compiled in any C compiler. It does not use anything specific to a given environment or PIC. This is what it looks like when typing. For uploading the already compiled batch to the PIC, I use the Picket2 software for Windows. The hardware used looks like this. In the photo, you can see my first DIY PIC programmer, Picket2 clone, a simple PIC 18F45K50 board, and 2 LED modules. The PIC 18F45K50 board itself has basically only the minimum needed to run this PIC. Its diagram is very similar to the Pinguino 4550. It's just that in this project, I didn't use either the Pinguino environment or the hardware USB from the PIC. Well, in the diagram above, there is a PIC 18F4550 and not a PIC 18F45K50, but they are both quite similar. Short outline of the prepared library. Here I will present the abbreviated documentation of my library. The library is characterized by support for multiple LED controllers. LED controller is presented as a structure. There are no global variables. The LED controller can be on any I/O pins. The operation is fully programmable. The library does not use any functions specific to a given PIC or environment, so it should be easy to transfer to another compiler or microcontroller. The library is made so that it allows you to connect many MAX7219, basically in 3 ways. they can be connected in cascade. As in the factory-used module, there are four connected sequentially. You can connect more. You can use the common data click pins and only switch the selected.